Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the corn silage you have just harvested or will be harvesting very soon. So as we think about this, a couple of things. Number one, our standard answer for the length of the fermentation period is wait at least 3 weeks. However, with some of the new inoculants that we have available today, maybe we can reduce that to a couple of weeks and that silage would be fully fermented at that time. However, there are still some changes that will continue to occur in that silage mass. Starch breakdown generally takes about 90 days for it to be fully broken down by the organic acids produced during the fermentation process. So many times we try to wait at least 3 months before we start feeding new corn silage. When you start feeding the new corn silage, keep in mind that it may have a different concentration of starch as well as the availability of that starch. I encourage all of our dairy farmers to work very carefully with their nutritionist as you make your changes to new corn silage. It is always best to blend new and old for a period of time, at least a week, sometimes as much as 2 weeks, as you introduce the new corn silage to your dairy cows. Even if you pulled samples during the harvest process, you really need to test the fermented feed to see what the starch availability actually is, as well as digestibility of the fiber contained in that corn silage. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to work with their nutritionist as they start to feed the 2024 corn silage crop.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.